The Warrior Soul podcast is written, produced, and edited by me, Chris Albert. Our goal is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their absolute best lives. And we do that by providing tools, tactics, strategies, and ideas that they can apply into their lives to become wiser, stronger, smarter, more resilient, and more capable human beings in the civilian world. If you're not a veteran, stick around because anything we talk about here can obviously apply to you. And if you like what we have to say and the information we provide and the guests we bring on, please head over to iTunes and write us a written rating and review. It really helps to spread word about the show and to get this helpful information into the hands of more veterans so that they can in turn improve their lives and shape the future of this country. This podcast is brought to you by the amazing, the wonderful F-Bomb Nutrition. They make awesome, delicious packets of fats. These are portable snacks that you can carry with you anywhere. It's so hard to find a low-carb snack out there, but these guys have done it. They got macadamia nut butters. They mix them up with chocolate. They mix them up with sea salt. They mix them up with pecan butter. They've got awesome meat sticks, and they've got these delicious cheese snacks that they put out there. Plus, they're an amazing company. They send boxes of this stuff out to the troops on the front line. It's not something we ask them to do. It's something they volunteered to do. So if you want to get some of the best low-carb, high-fat snacks on the planet, head over to www.dropanfbomb.com. Use the code WARRIORSOUL at checkout, and you'll get 20% off your first order. This podcast is also brought to you by the amazing, awesome people at Save the Brave. Save the Brave is an organization that provides camaraderie events for veterans. They do fishing events, they do golfing events, they do other sporting events, and they also do a lot of work to help Gold Star families. And look, we've all heard stories about veterans charities where the executive boards are taking these giant salaries, and I don't have a problem with that at all. But here's the thing. I want to make sure that whatever organization I'm talking about is doing amazing work. SaveTheBrave.org is doing absolutely outstanding work. Their board doesn't take any salary whatsoever, and they are having an amazing impact. They're focused on getting veterans to live their absolute best lives, and that's what this podcast is about, and that's why we wanted to work with them. So if you're interested in volunteering or donating to Save the Brave, head over to www.savethebrave.org and make your donation or your request today. Finally, this podcast is brought to you by Warrior Soul Apparel. This is a clothing company that I actually helped to start a couple of years ago as we were beginning the brand Warrior Soul. We've got some amazing t-shirts. We've got skivvy shirts with some pretty funny sayings on there, like, I love Jesus, but I cuss sometimes. We've also got some awesome hero shirts. We have the amazing Hard Times Breed Hard People series. And these are just great shirts that I've helped create. And they support the show. So if you're interested in getting some Warrior Soul shirts, head over to www.warriorsoul.shop. And finally, if you're interested in joining a new group that we are putting together here at Warrior Soul, a group for those who are looking to live epic lives worthy of epic obituaries, stick around to the end. We'll have some information for you to check out. With that, let's get into the episode. This is Chris Albert, and I'm here to remind you of one thing. Someday, you're going to die. And that's not some morbid statement or scary idea. It's solid fact. Your time here on this earth is limited. And we need to be reminded of this as much as possible for one simple reason. To live your best life while you can. This is the Warrior Soul Podcast. I'm going to tell you something that you probably haven't heard before, that not many people are going to tell you. In fact, what I'm about to tell you is probably going to contradict a lot of the things you have heard about finding success in life and being happy. And it's this: you need to stop chasing goals. Now,
before you stop this and never listen to this podcast again, hear me out on this. You have to think about what goals actually are. Goals are results. And the reason why we choose to create goals a lot of times is because we want to be happy. We want that outcome, and we think that when we get to that outcome, when we get to that result, we are going to be happy. But here's the truth. A few things happens as a result of setting goals. There are those that set goals that work for them and that accomplish those goals. But for many people, accomplishing those goals isn't enough. They keep going. They want more, right? And that idea of happiness, it hasn't hit them, right? They might be very accomplished, but I know many people who are very, very wealthy, but not very happy. And then there's another set of people who are far more common. And those people will set goals, but a few months later, they've stopped pursuing them altogether if they've ever started in the first place. Think about that. Right now we're in November, and come January, we're going to see everybody with their New Year's resolutions, right? They're going to have their new set of goals for 2020. We're going to see the gyms packed for a couple of weeks. And then after a few weeks, by March, they'll be empty again, right? It's a never-ending cycle for those people. They're not happy with their lives. They'll set goals, but then rather than going and following through and working for those goals, they'll not pursue them. They'll give them up. So where does this leave us? And what I want to tell you is that while goals, you need goals, right? Goals make a really good destination, right? They allow you to see where you want to go. You shouldn't be chasing them. You shouldn't be chasing them. Now, where am I getting this from? Well, it's behind this is the idea that to create any meaningful change in your life, it's going to be difficult. Now, I want you to think back. A lot of you served in the military. What made you sign up for the military, right? And for a lot of you, it might have been the status, right? A lot of us love the idea of wearing a uniform, makes us feel important and things like that. But for most of you, it was probably the meaning behind it, right? You wanted to serve your country. You wanted to serve some higher purpose. And that's what led you to get through all the difficult times at boot camp. It's what led you to get through all the difficult times in your MOS school. And if you went to advanced schooling, it allowed you to get through that, right? And this is the thing you need to understand. Goals mean nothing unless there's meaning behind them. That's why we see so many people who want to lose 20 pounds, but yet a few days later, they'll be eating chocolate cake or cheesecake, right? That's why we see so many people who want to start a business or they want to write a book, but rather than putting the extra hours in after work, they're sitting on their couches watching Netflix, right? That's why. The reason is because just setting the goal isn't enough. If they truly want to get to that goal, if you truly want to get to that goal, there's got to be a greater meaning behind it. Now, there is a book that I think everybody needs to read. We should be reading it in elementary school. We should be reading it in middle school. We should be reading it again in high school and then on into college. And that is a book called Man's Search for Meaning by Dr. Viktor Frankl. And in that book, Frankl details his life in a Nazi concentration camp. He was imprisoned for 3 years and he spent time in a few different concentration camps, I think including Auschwitz and Dachau. And one of the things that Frankl learned while he was there was that the common view of human psychology at the time that was most promoted by Sigmund Freud, who was the most famous psychoanalyst in history, the common view was that human beings were driven by the pursuit of pleasure and by running away from pain. And what Frankl saw in those concentration camps contradicted everything he had learned as a psychologist up to that point. You see, in those Nazi concentration camps, Frankl and his fellow prisoners, they were living in absolute filth. They were covered in dirt, their own excrement, and God knows what else. On a day-in, day-out basis, they were witnessing murders. And they were on the verge of starvation for most of the time that they were there. In that environment, those men had every reason to try to give up living. They had every reason to try to commit suicide or to just stop working and have the Nazis execute them. Frankl wanted to know what drove them to try to continue living. And one of the things he noted was that surviving one of those camps wasn't a passive act, right? You didn't just get lucky. You actually had to try to survive. And if you didn't try to survive, you were killed very quickly. So given that, what would make that group of people do everything they could to live, even in the absence of anything pleasurable and in the presence of so much pain? And the answer he came to was meaning. And this is what Frankl said about the pursuit of success and happiness. He said that success and happiness weren't something that you could just chase, not something you could pursue. They both had to just ensue. They both just had to happen. And they happened because you found meaning in what you were doing at the moment. And the mistake that so many of us make is that we'll set goals. We'll set goals with the idea that they'll raise our status. We'll set goals with the idea that somehow they're going to make us happy. But we're not able to attach any meaning to them. So what should you do? Well, let's say your goal is to lose 20 pounds by the springtime. Rather than just saying, hey, I want to lose 20 pounds by springtime, what a better course would be to say, you know what? Maybe you have kids and you look at your kids and you say, I want to be around for when they're getting married. I want to be around when they have kids of their own. And losing 20 pounds is going to be a good first step to try to get healthy enough so I can live long enough to see those kids thrive. Right? Maybe you want to build a business. Rather than just saying, hey, I want to build a business, think about the impact you want to have on people. I'll tell you this much. This business, Warrior Soul, has been an absolute, I would say, it's absolutely the most difficult thing I've ever done in my life. There's been so many months where I didn't know where my next paycheck was coming from, where I didn't know how I was going to get revenue, where at times I didn't know how I was going to get my next meal. But what's driven me to continue doing it, what's driven me to continue doing this podcast, in spite of all the months I would look at my numbers and say, wow, is anybody actually listening to this? Is the meaning I've attached to it. My mission is to empower U.S. military veterans to live their best lives. And that's why I do this. Because I know that if even a few of you listen and you take what I've put out here and apply it to your lives and you gain some benefit from that, it's worth it to me. And that's what allows me to continue working, and that's what allows me to go to sleep at night. I could have tried to get a job. I could have taken a lot of other career paths, but I chose this one because of the meaning. And the lesson there is this: if you want to pursue anything difficult in this life, again, don't chase goals. Don't chase success. Chase meaning. Try to find the meaning in what it is you're doing right now. Try to attach a meaning to the things you want out of life. And that's what's going to drive you to do the very difficult work and walk the very difficult path you're going to need to walk to get there. And that's all I got for today, guys. I highly suggest you read that book, Man's Search for Meaning. I talked about it a few months ago. It's literally a life changer if you haven't read it before. So make sure you get it on your Amazon list and you give it a chance. I'll have links to it up on the show notes. Beyond that, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you got something out of this episode, please make sure you're sharing these episodes out, and please write us a written rating and review on iTunes. I know a lot of you listen on YouTube, you listen on the other platforms, but if you could just head over to iTunes and write us a review, it helps so much to spread word about the show. Beyond that, if you would like to take some of your own action, we've started a group here at Warrior Soul called the Warriors Obituary Society. And that group is meant to empower its members to live their absolute best lives, lives worthy of epic obituaries. And it starts with an 8-week development program. And during that program, you are going to take a really good, hard look at your life to determine what you actually want from it. We're going to get you to write a meaningful vision. And from that vision, we are going to get you to write goals that have a strong meaning attached to them. And then from there, we're going to work on specifics. We're going to work on getting you to set up a fitness plan that's going to be customized to what you need. We're going to help you to figure out a finance plan that's going to help to support you in your financial goals, to help you to get to do all the things you want to do in life. And then we'll work on your business and your career, your family relationships, and then your mindset and spirituality. Now, if this is something that you think you'd be up for, if it's something that you think you'd be interested in, you can learn more at www.warriorobituarysociety.com. And if you've got any questions after you visit that page, feel free to email me at chris@warriorsoulagogi.com. I'm always happy to sit down and talk with any potential members who are interested. Now, I'm sick, guys. I apologize for my voice being dimmer than usual, but the show's got to get done. So I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll be back at you later this week with some more awesome content.